हरे कृष्ण। लोअर्ड कॉन्शियसनेस कैन बी रिस्टोर्ड बट लॉस्ट टाइम कांट बी रिगेन्ड। व्हेन वी स्टार्ट प्रैक्टिसिंग भक्ति वी अंडरस्टैंड अवर स्पिरिचुअल आइडेंटिटी एज सोल्स हु आर ऑन अ मल्टी लाइफ जर्नी एंड वी ऑल्सो अंडरस्टैंड द लॉन्गेविटी इन द इटर्नैलिटी ऑफ द प्रोसेस ऑफ भक्ति। We understand the glory of bhakti is such that even if somehow we are not able to complete our spiritual practice and attain spiritual purification and perfection in this life, still we can continue it in the next life. Arjuna asked this question to Krishna from 6.37 to 39, and Krishna answers from 6.40 to 45, and he says how the yogi who has not yet completed bhakti in one life, in the next life that yogi gets either is born either in first in heavens and then in a prosperous or a prosperous family, or already in a family of advanced spiritualists. And then after describing this in 6.40, 41, 42, in 43 and 44, Krishna says that how purvabhyasena tenaiva riyate yavashopisah tatradam buddhisamyogam labhate paurvadehikam. So purvabhyas, paurvadeha, Krishna says that whatever spiritual practice one had done, that stays with us. So that means the attraction towards Krishna that we had got, that is always there with us. We do not lose that attraction towards Krishna, or even attraction towards transcendence in general. That always stays with us, and we are attracted towards Krishna in our future life also. Of course, if we put ourselves in circumstances where we become attached and tempted and entangled by material things, then that certainly degrades our consciousness. And we need to re-elevate ourselves. Otherwise, we will become trapped in our in material conditionings. So at one level, when we fear how difficult it is to purify ourselves, so at that time we can gain heart by remembering that even if in the future, because of circumstances or conditions or conditionings, we slip or fall, you know, that's not permanent. The consciousness may get temporarily lowered, but because our attraction to Krishna is still there within our heart, the lowered consciousness will be restored, will be re-elevated once again. So this can give us hope when we feel discouraged. But the mind is such that even positive things it can interpret negatively. And thus, sometimes the mind may say, oh, you have so many lifetimes. Even if you don't attain Krishna in this lifetime, you don't become purified, you can always practice bhakti in the next life. And that may make us lax in our practice of bhakti. But we need to know that, yes, lowered consciousness can be re-elevated, but lost time can never be regained. That every moment that passes, it is gone and gone forever. It is irrecoverable. And this, the mood, although our consciousness may go down and we can raise it up again, but the time that goes in the lowering and the raising of the consciousness, that time is lost. And we have a finite amount of time for our practice of bhakti. So if we lose the time that we have, then that means we will for that much time longer have to continue on in material existence. And prayatnaditam in 6.45 Krishna says that prayatnaditamanastu yogi samshuddha kilvisha aneka janma samsiddha sato yati paramgatim. He says prayatnaditamanastu, one has to endeavor earnestly, seriously, zealously. Yogi samshuddha kilvisha, only by earnest endeavor will the yogi become purified. And an aneka janma samsiddhas, in this way, when one practices for many lifetimes, tato yati param gatim, then one can attain perfection. So we need earnest practice. So if eventually we have to fight our anarthas and we have to overcome our conditionings, we have to resist the conditions. So if that battle has to be fought, without fighting the battle, we are not going to win the war. So if that battle has to be fought, then why delay the fighting? The more time we spend here, the more time we will actually be deprived of the eternal ecstasy of Krishna Bhakti, we will be staying on in the miserable material existence, and we will be beaten, wounded and tormented by our mind and senses. So knowing that, rather than wasting that time which is irrecoverable, we can focus on putting our best effort, fighting with our full energy and marching on towards Krishna. And the wonderful thing about bhakti is that the more we become determined to fight, although fighting seems to be an austerity, fighting actually is fulfilling. The more we struggle against our mind and senses, the more we earnestly call out to Krishna, the more we connect with Krishna and the more we relish the bliss of Krishna bhakti. So even the fighting itself gives us satisfaction. What to speak of the purification and the liberation thereafter. That will give us sublime, supreme, everlasting fulfillment. Thank you. Hare Krishna.